Alleluia, Christ is risen. Well done. We continue our preaching series, Living Hope, tracking the last few paragraphs of the Gospel of Luke, Jesus in the upper room revealing himself glorified and risen. It's been 3 weeks since that fateful resurrection Sunday, and there is still so much to unpack. 21 days later, and I can imagine that for the disciples, the new reality is beginning to sink in. They're past the initial shock, that real whiplash of Holy Week and the first reports of the resurrection. They've had time for a nap. They've had time for a snack, eating fish with Jesus. And they're beginning to integrate this new reality into their own lives. The story is actually finally beginning to take shape. The bodily resurrection of Christ was a major plot twist. And everything that happened before has to be understood differently as the new story unfolds. What seemed like the finale was just the end of a scene, and a whole new act was about to open. Have you ever gone back and watched a movie once you know the ending, and seen all kinds of little details that you missed before? You notice foreshadowing and hints that were there all along. Things that seemed hypothetical or metaphorical become actualized, and it changes everything. One of the critical things that Jesus did in his post-resurrection appearances was to look back with the disciples over the entire salvation history of God and point out all the plot lines that were pointing to this culmination. As we've been tracking, the Gospel of Luke says, "He opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, 'Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations.'" The Messiah is to suffer and rise from the dead, and therefore repentance and forgiveness are to be proclaimed. That's a little different than they first expected. Among the people of God, there was always a sense of justice, but it usually happened in a different order. The idea was, follow the law, follow God's commands, and you'll be blessed, and otherwise, suffering would ensue. Jesus shifted things when he pointed out that God was willing to take on suffering in order to free us and heal us, and thereby restore us to union with God the way it was always meant to be. That deep wound that happened to humanity in the garden left us cut off from God, cut off from the source of life, and death became a barrier between us. And no matter how good or correct we tried to be, we couldn't defeat the power of death. In fact, as we tried to confront the power and the fear of death on our own strength, the worse things got. It spiraled into a mess that left us wounded and wounding everywhere we turned. Out of fear and a supposed sense of self-preservation, we lash out at one another in a domino effect of sin. But when Jesus stood there, bodily, in that room with the disciples, he revealed the victory over suffering and death that gave a new hope and purpose to humanity. It's truly a curious thing that he showed them scars. When he appeared, he didn't show up in what we would call a perfect body without mark or blemish. He showed up still bearing the marks of his death. In Christ's risen body, we see the marks of death have been transfigured into the signs of God's victory over sin and death. And that redefines the power of God, not just over death, but through death and suffering. It changes the nature, the purpose, and the end of our suffering in the world. There are three things that I want to say about Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection, what they mean for us. First, in Christ, there is a place for those who suffer to find solace, solidarity, and comfort. Second, we can look to Christ's resurrection as a sign of hope that all our suffering can and will be healed. And third, that we can relieve the suffering of others as we surrender ourselves to the suffering of Christ. I'll elaborate. I prayed a prayer on Good Friday called the Anima Christi. It's the Latin name for the first two words of the prayer, "Soul of Christ, sanctify me." Because I am a particular kind of church nerd, I memorized it in Latin. And there's a line that has lodged its way into my spirit, and it's this. O sweet Jesus, hear me. Into your wounds, hide me. And here's what it sounds like in Latin. O bono Jesu, exaudi me. Intra tua vulnera, absconda me. Now listen for it. Intra tua vulnera, into your wounds, vulnera. It sounds like our word vulnerability. In Christ, God has opened himself up to the suffering of the world and given us a place of access that we didn't have before. God was willing in Christ to really be open to our wounds in a fallen world. He was willing to see it, to feel it, to be crushed by it. And in that, as we suffer, we can turn to a God who is intimately familiar with suffering. Before there is any relief or purpose or hope, we have a God whose love compelled him to be there with us. Just because Christ has risen from the dead doesn't mean we're going to be happy and cheerful all the time. But now we have Christ to accompany us through our suffering and for as long as it takes to bring us healing. I hope you're picking up that in a sacramental way, the scars on Christ's resurrected body are the outward and visible signs of an inward and spiritual grace. It goes as deep as our memories that so often carry hurt that we want to forget as soon as possible, but there's no rush. Jesus isn't asking us to just move on. In fact, he's ready to walk with us along that path. And that's the second point. All of the ways that Christ suffered in this world are being brought to wholeness in his resurrection. And that should give us hope that in time our wounds can be healed, even those lodged deepest in our memories. You may have said or heard someone say, everything happens for a reason. Well, I'm not sure it's quite as simple as that, but I do think that everything that happens is known to God, and that suffering has not thwarted his will. Christ is the firstborn of the dead, and we who follow have hope that our life, that his life will be ours, and the fullness of healing will be ours as well. Some of this is already apparent. Maybe you've recognized a place where your healing has brought hope to others. In the world of recovery, there is a promise made that no matter how far down the scale we have gone, we will see how our experience can help others. But in the absence of that confirmation, we can look to Christ who has gone farther into the experience of humiliation and suffering than we can ever know. And he did it as an offering to secure our new life. And now this third point is critical, because over the centuries there has been an unfortunate and an evil inclination to impose the redemptive suffering of Christ onto others through oppression and coercion. Christ's sacrifice was made willingly on our behalf, and no one should be subjected unwillingly to suffering under the guise of redemption. Those forces of oppression and coercion are born out of that same fundamental wound in humanity that leaves us fighting and clawing for self-preservation at the expense of others. If we're going to live into the hope of the resurrection, we need to be in the business of reaching out to heal others and disentangling ourselves from the powers and structures that continue to degrade and humiliate humankind. As Christ has set us free from the bondage of self, we can turn to one another with healing instead of hatred. Beloved in Christ, we have been given such hope in this resurrection life that the darkest forces of sin and death have been vanquished. In Christ's risen body, we see that he bears the marks not of humiliation and defeat, but of the conquering power of God's love over evil. Our bodies and our lives, too, will bear witness to the reality that healing love continues to work itself out in the world. Christ, who is our good shepherd, laid down his life for us to give us lives worthy of laying down for others, without fear, but with hope. By his wounds we are healed, and in him we can bring healing. Amen.